spoke a little bit yesterday regarding Lamites on the base, the Machlokes Abu Shaul and the Chachamim. That Abu Shaul seems to be saying, either in our Torah, mid the Rabbanon, Pashtus mid the Rabbanon, that the Isser Reish Esach, the Makam Mitzvah, is not Hutra. He says that it's Dechuya. So Dechuya means that the Tzorech Kiyam HaMitzvah allows you to violate the Isser Reish Esach. So that's why he says that it's only permissible. He adds on a Chiddush. You only say Dechuya if you're performing the Mitzvah, the Shem Mitzvah. If he's performing the Yibum, L'shem Noi, L'shem Mishus, L'shem Davar Acher, because the money, whatever, he has some other ulterior motive why he's interested in performing the Yibum. He knows that he's doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, he's having the Kavana, but what motivates him, that's called Lishma. The two different things, that's what we explained yesterday. That the Egleital and Hakdom is bothered with a Kasha, Hakan Nigmar, same Psachim Dafnun, Yodam Yasakarim, Atar Mitzvah, Hafidu Shalol Lishma. If you're doing the mitzvah shlo lishma, isn't that a problem if you hold mitzvah sichas kavan? So he gives a teretz based on the assumption that the kasha is a kasha. He assumes that when a person does a mitzvah shlo lishma, that means that he's lacking kavan. So he mentioned yesterday, Rav Soloveitchik said there are two different things. Mitzvah sichas kavan means, are you aware? Do you know that you're fulfilling a mitzvah and you have a desire to fulfill the mitzvah? That's mitzvah sichas kavana. You have kavana. Lishma means what motivated me. What initially motivated me to do the mitzvah? A lot of people are brought up in a religious community. They're embarrassed not to do the mitzvah. So they, based on social pressure, but they're not motivated to do the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah. They would stay in bed a whole day, but they'll never get a good shidduch, or they never get a parnasa. So that's what motivates them to do the mitzvahs. So that's called with kavana. He's doing the mitzvah with kavana, lotzeis, but what motivated him was he wasn't religiously motivated. So the lishma is not meyaked. That's when one says, Yolam yasakonim into shalol lishma, tel shalol lishma, bo lishma. The highest level is, of course, to do mitzvahs l'shem mitzvah. We do shalol lishma is also l'chol ha'deis yoy to the mitzvah. Mitzvah is kavana, you have kavana. That's not a problem. Abba Shaul says over here, in order to have a mitzvah deicha and avera, mitzvah sese deicha lo sese, it sounds like he's saying you have to be motivated lishma to do the mitzvah. If you're not motivated lishma to do the mitzvah, then it can't be doicha the yisr. So Abba Shaul's shita is based on two premises. The first premise is that the b'makom yibum, the yisr aveish esach is dechuya, it's not hutra, it's dechuya. And secondly, whenever you have a situation, the A is doicha B, so the mitzvah A is only doicha B, if he performs mitzvah A, lishma. And the Chachamim disagree. We know, like the Tosfos Rishonim said on Daf Ches and the base, that the Makom Mitzvah Yibum, there's no Isser Reish Esach is Hutra, it's not the Chuyiv. So if it's Hutra, you don't have to worry about doing Lishma, not Lishma. Could well be the Chachamim would agree with Abba Shaul if you would have any other case where it's the Chuyiv, Esed Echaloy Sesei, or the case that we spoke about from Avshalom Kluger and the Tshuva, the man wanted to divorce his wife, he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael for Parnasa purposes, not l'shem mitzvah to live in Eretz for parnasa purposes. So then Reb Shlomo Kluger says that he has no heter to do the aver of divorcing his wife.
And yesterday, you very quoted the Ron that as an Isser Reish Esach, someone's wife unless he has a reason to. So.
The Ron holds that it's an Isser Reish.
Right, an Isser Reish.
Chen Rabbeinu Gershon was a klola that he should drop dead. But without the Rabbeinu Gershom, it was always an Issa Deraisa. He's mistreating his wife.
So if that's true, that Ron, shouldn't that have been mentioned in the Gemara in Temura about Kolda Amar Achon and Losad in Mavid Lohani? Shouldn't that have been just a question that...
I mean, if a person gives a get to his wife Bal Korcho, it should be a discussion, why is it Chal?
Or should it be mentioned in that Gemara?
It's a very good question. I think the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs assumes, and Achreinim assume like that for sure, that whole topic, Umar has a machlokes Abai v'Rav in the beginning, one of the opening sugyas in Temura. Nil sadam rachmana loy sabid. If there's something that the Torah says you're not allowed to do with a loy sesei, nil sadam rachmana loy sabid, whether yod mehani, yod la mehani, can you imagine that this has the power to bring about a chaloy sanat? So the Ramban and some Achrayim say it's only if you have a lois essay. You milsadam achman a lois savit. Torah says you're not allowed to do it. Here, I don't know exactly. It's a lois essay. I know as dvarim. to give a get bal korcha, and it's a violation of the haftarah. Kamaycha, someone said yesterday, it's an avera. I don't know if you can call it. Even it is, I know as dvarim, yeah. But is it specifically an iser on this? It's not a delineated iser specifically on this. Some of the whole sugi wouldn't apply to such a case. It's a good kasha. It's an interesting kasha. So we mentioned yesterday that.
You mentioned that the chamber of Gershom, the things which are aser anyway in the Raisa, is that true for all the things in the chamber of Gershom, like where they had two wives?
No, that was Bismanik Mar, that was Mutter. But it was rare. Bismanik Mar, you have the Mishnah at the end of the second parak, Nibamas has a din, based on the assumption that it was very rare that a person should have two wives. But that was really mutter. So Rabbeinu Gershon created the Issa. But some of the things that Rabbeinu Gershon made a cherem on, some of them were also from before. He just added teeth to the Issa to be mechazik the Issa. Like the Gemara has in the end of Sanhedrin, the Gemara has at the Bezdom Shel Chashmonoi B'Goyzer, that one who lives with a non-Jewish woman is in violation of four averis, Nashgoa, Nashgaz, Eroshitevis, of four different averis, neither Shivcha, Goya, Zayna, and he gets Malkus many times. And many Rishonim say there's an Issa Deraisa anyway, but the Issa Deraisa doesn't carry with it any Malkus, so people won't hesitate to violate it. Now, with the Rabbanim, they wanted to make it stronger, so they made that you should get Malkus if you violate it. But it doesn't mean that before Gozrel Nashgaz, before they were Gozer, that it was at the Gomer. It was always in Issa. Intermarriage was always in Issa, and they added Malkus to serve as a deterrent. So that's what several of the Charamim of Rabbeinu Gershon were, things that were also from before. And he just added, for the Mechazik the Issa, he added that you should give Malkus. So that's what we mentioned yesterday, that really we paskin like the Chachamim, and it could well be that even Abba Shol, who says that the Iser Eish Esach B'Makam Mitzvah is the Chuyah, could be the Pashtus is Abba Shol Shita Zonim B'Di Rabbanah, not Menatar. It's a discussion in Rishonim, because the Pashtus really is like that Taisus Rishonim, that the Iser Eish Esach B'Makam Mitzvah is really Hutra. Okay, good enough. So we learned, let's go back to the opening mission. Okay, so we learned the Chamesh Esri Noshim. My brother is married to two wives. One wife is an erva to me, erva with an Issa Kores, and the other wife is Muteris. Let's say my brother married my daughter. As Mana Gemar, they considered it a big mitzvah to marry Basachoisa or Basachiv, to marry a niece. A niece is not allowed to marry an uncle, that's an Issa Kores, an aunt is not allowed to marry a nephew. A nephew is not allowed to marry an aunt. But a niece to marry an uncle, that was mutter, and it was considered a mitzvah, is Mana Gemara. To marry Bas HaChaisa was considered a big milah. So let's say my brother married my daughter, and my brother dies leaving no children, so you need Yibum. So I can't be Miab and my own daughter, it's an Issa Kores. And not only do I not need Yibum Achalitza for my daughter, you don't even need Yibum Achalitza on the Tzar Sareva. And that's, of course, the machlekes b'sham and b'sila and Yud Gimel. The Mishnah, the Mesichta begins with the assumption we've already outvoted b'sham. The Mesichta starts with the premise that we pass like b'sila, we don't pass like b'sham. So what is the common denominator of all of these 15 women? That there's an Issa Kores. Whenever there's an Issa Kores, so then all of these arais have Kores. And because there's an Issa Kores, therefore the din is that Enki Dushin Topsin. And therefore the Vlad is a mamzer. There's one exception to the rule. The Gemara has machlokes hatanoim on daf memtes. That's based on today's sedur. That's based on Parshas HaShavua. The whole din of Yibum Machalitza is towards the end of Parshas Kiseitze. So that's going to be the Parshas HaShavua all year long. We're running Yivamis. And the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze, you have the din kisiyena li shtei nashim ha'achas ahuva ha'achas nuo yoldo labanim ha'ahuva ha'astoy abein apchol asniyo. So I might have had a havamina that because the pchor was born to the wife who's the snuo, the sniyo, I would think that he's not entitled to pishnai. Why? Just because I don't have shalom bais with that wife is because we don't get along well. So the son who's the pchor shouldn't be entitled to pishnai. Why should that be so? So Gemara explains, no, the Havamina would have been, what's the Havamina of the Chumash? Havamina is because she's snur benisuehu. It's a prohibited marriage. Ahuva means ahuva lefnei amokim. That's how the Gemara says in Kiddushin, in the end of the third parak in Kiddushin. Ahuva lefnei amokim, that's a permissible marriage, and the snur lefnei amokim is a forbidden marriage. And despite the fact that it's a forbidden marriage, the Chumash says kisiyena liish. Kisiyena has the connotation of havaya. There's tfisas kiddushin, the kiddushin atopsin. One would have thought, like he raised the sugya, the Gemara raises the question in the beginning of Temura. The Gemara has this machlokes abai v'rove. First, it starts off as an abstract machlokes. If you have kol milsa dam rachmana loy sabid, whenever the Torah prohibits you, there's a loy sesi, you're not allowed to do something, and you went ahead and you did it, can you say that that brings about a halois? Or no, that cannot be. How can it bring about a halois? So the reason why it's a maseches Temura, because the Chumash says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamaro, so you're not allowed to make temura. Then the pasuk says, v'mheima yomer, if you do make temura, v'hoyuhu, who's marosa yeh kodesh, that the temura is chal. You see that for sure is the yavid mahani. You violated an isa, Torah says you have no right to do this, and you go ahead and you do it, and it brings about a chaloi. So that's the machlokes abaye v'rov. Is that the rule, or is that the exception to the rule? Because, yeah, the Gemara lists off cases, around 10, 15 cases. So half of the cases are explicit in halacha yavid mahani. Half of the cases are explicit yavid la mahani. So the machlokes abaye v'rov is an abstract, philosophical machlokes, which is the rule, which is the exception to the rule. The question, when you get to the maskana, are there any nafkaminas halacha la maisa or not? So one pshat in Rashi, the Gemara asked, now that we've answered all the kashas, all the 15 kashas, so what's the difference between the halacha abaye or rove? So one version of Rashi is, it's a philosophical machlokes, which is the rule, which is the exception to the halacha l'maisa, there are no nafkaminas. The other pshat in Rashi, perhaps there is a nafkamina. Okay, so shaila, is there a nafkamina halacha l'maisa? So the Gemara in the end of the third parak in Kedushin presents this pasuk, kisiyena liish tei noshim, achas ahuva v'achas snua b'nisoeho. It's a forbidden marriage. And I would have thought that despite the fact that the firstborn son was born to the snua, since it's a forbidden marriage, prohibited marriage, he should be entitled to pishnayim. The Torah says, nonetheless, luchel avakas ben ahuva p'nei ben asnua p'chor. Since he's the oldest, so he gets pishnayim. He does get pishnayim. So the Gemara says, the poshet pshat, let's say a man has a mamzer, let's say a man lives with his sister, and have 10 children. Oldest child is a boy, and they're all mamzer. Abalachos, all the children are mamzer. Does the mamzer get pishnayim? So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. It never says explicitly in the Gemara. So the Shulti Gibarim in Yevamos, the second parak, quotes an opinion that the mamzer does not get pishnayim, based on the reading of the pasuk, the way the Gemara read the pasuk, kisihiena liish. Kisihiena means that there's tfisas kiddushin. Rachasnua means one of them is prohibited. So the Gemara, how can it be? How can it be? It's a prohibited marriage and there's tfisas kiddushin. If it's chayvi krisis, is en kiddushin topsin. So the Gemara says it must be that there's a prohibited marriage where it is kiddushin topsin. What is that? Chayvi lavin. Let's say a man marries a mamzeris. He's not allowed to marry a mamzeris. Mekadosh a mamzeris. So he's paskin kiddushin atopsin. A kohen marries a grusha. Kohen gadol marries an almana. A yisrael marries lo yov almani mayovi. Let's say a girl marries a boy is allowed to marry almanis and mayovis who converted. Mayovi is muta. But if a Jewish girl marries a almani mayovi, so there's a violation of a law. So Rebbe Kiva is of the opinion. Rebbe Kiva holds that en kiddushin atopsin mechayv elavin. It's going to be later in Amesichta. Enkidushin tovsim mechayv elavin, and we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. We understand the pasuk kisiena liish achas snua. One of them is snua benisoeh, and the kiddushin atopsin. So the pasuk is talking about chayv elavin. What does Rabbi Kiva do with the pasuk? You have a case where it's snua benisoeh. So the Gemara has different variations within Rabbi Kiva. So one version is Rabbi Kiva only holds enkidushin tovsim mechayv elavin. It's chayv elavin the she'er. If it's a relative, she'er means she'er baser. If it's a relative where there's an Issa Lav, where do you have a relative where there's an Issa Lav and there's no Issa Kores? Where do you have a relative? So the Gemara says, for example, Chalutzel. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk, when you do, in today's Seder, when you do Chalitza, so we humiliate the Yovam. We take off his shoe to demonstrate that he deserves to be a Nidui, and one who's a Nidui has to observe Avelis on himself. A cherem and a nida is a curse, he should drop dead. So we treat him as if he's a gabrik tilo, so he has to observe shiva on himself. He observes avelus for himself. Usually when someone dies, the relatives observe avelus. Here when a person is benidu, he observes avelus on himself. He's a gabrik tilo. So we take off his shoe to demonstrate he deserves to be benidu, and we spit on the floor in front of him. We don't spit on him. Spit yorkeh bifonov. He spit in front of him on the floor to be mevazeh. And you say, kocha yosel ish, ashelo yivnes beisachim. So the Gemara doesn't understand, why does it say kocha yosel? Why in the future? It should say, he does want to do Yibum. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next year, he will agree to do Yibum. So the Gemara says, the mashmas of the pasuk is, Kivin Shalabana, Shuv LeYivne. Since now he performs Chalitza, so we never permit him to do Yibum. So that's a loisasei, that one is not allowed to marry Chalutzosan. So the Gemara, and Daf Nun, there's a Mishnah later, and the Gemara explains the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Akiva, if a man performed chalitza for his sister-in-law, then later on he'll be mekadosh. A year later, he decides, changes his mind, he wants to do yibum, so he'll be mekadosh and live with her. So the Gemara says he's in violation of a law. Kivin shalabana shuv leyivna, and Rabbi Akiva would say, en kiddushin tovsim mechayv elav. So that's an example of chayv elav in the share. That's a chayv elav in that it's a relative. So one version has it, That's the only case Rabbi Givis says Enkin Doshin Tops and Mechavi Lavin by the Amoine, by the Mamzerim, and by the Amoine Mayavi, that's a Chavi Lavin, but it's not a Chavi Lavin to share, it's not a relative. So one version has it that Rabbi Kiva would never say by the Mamzeris Enkin Doshin Tops. The other version is no, that by all Chavi Lavin, Rabbi Kiva would say Enkin Doshin Tops. So what does he do with the Pasuk? The Pasuk says Kisiyen Aliish, that he's married to a woman, Achas Nua, Snua Ben Israel. How can it be snow ben Yisrael if ain't kiddushin tovsim mechayvi lavin? So Gemara says if it's a chayvi essay, what if it's only an essay? So what's an example of an issa essay? What's an example of an issa essay? So that's all in today's sedra. All this is discussed in Yevamos. The pasuk says you're not allowed to marry amoini or mayavi who convert. But amoini mayavi who convert is an issa lav. Lo yav amoini mayavi bekal Hashem. That's an issa lav. Then it says you're not allowed to marry mitzvah v'adoni, but that's not an issa lav. That's written dor shlishi yav alahem bekal Hashem. The darish and dor sheni, let's say a mitzvah v'adoni convert with a male or female. By the amoini mayavi, we distinguish between the male and the female. It's a mishnah later in Yevamos. Because the pasuk says the reason why the amoni mayavi are us al dvar shelakid meeschem balechem luvamayim, we are cousins with the amoni mayavi. Amoni mayav with the children of Loit from his daughters. So Loit was a nephew of Avram Avinu. So we're distant cousins. So they should have been kind to us when we left Mitzrayim. So al dvar shelakid meeschem balechem luvamayim itzeischem mitzam shachos. So not only that, vashisocha lechas bilam bem yom psaram v'kal alecha. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we're not allowed to marry Amoni Mayavi. So since the Pasuk has the prohibition, and it gives the reason why next to the prohibition, it's not like the Pasuk, how did the Pasuk say? L'sachvo beged amona. You're not allowed to take a beged of an amona as a mashkin. If I lend money to an amona, I'm not allowed to take any of her clothing as a mashkin. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia has a machlokes, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the second parak has a machlokes satanoim. What's the reason that you're not allowed to take a beged almanas? And the Chumash never gives any reason. But the Tanaim say, we know what the reason is. It's not so difficult to figure out the reason. The Torah says, and today said, the Torah says when you take a mashkin, so if it's a ksus yom that the person needs by yom, or a ksus laila that the person needs by laila, so you have to give it back when they need it. So if you're going to take, there's a mashkin from an almanah, you're going to take a beged, so if she's an almanah aniyah, so she's going to need the beged. So let's say I'll take pajamas as a mashkin. I lent it $10 and I want a mashkin. The pajamas not worth so much. I'm going to lend it $20,000. I'm not going to be happy with the $20 mashkin. So it's not going to help too much. I lent it $10. So she gives me her pajamas as a mashkin. So she's going to call me up 12 o'clock at night after she finishes watching the Late Late Show, and she says that she needs her pajamas back. She wants to go to sleep now. So I said, but I want a mashkin. So she says, okay, I'll give you my day dress. So I'll go ring her bell. So she's going to take off her dress. She's going to stand naked behind the door. And then I'm going to pass through a crack in the door. I'll give her pajamas. She's going to give me the dress. Then the neighbors are going to see I'm walking away from the woman's home with her dress. Then in the morning, she calls me up at 6:45. She needs her dress. She has to go to work. Then I make a few dollars. I say, well, I want a mashkin. So she says, I'll give you back the pajamas. So she takes off the pajamas. So she's naked on the other side of the door. And she puts through the pajamas through the door, and I give her back the dress. And every morning and every evening, the neighbors are going to see. The wealthy man is going to the home of the almana. He's giving her dress, giving her pajamas, walking back with the pajamas, walking back with the dress. So they're going to think he's having an affair with the woman. He's a rich man, probably paying her. They're being mizanis. So it's going to be masir shem rabbi shechina seh. Going to cause her to lose her reputation. So we understand the reason why the Torah says you're not allowed to take lasachva beged almana. Lasachva means not to take a mashkan beged almana. So that reason only applies if she's an almana aniya. If she's an almana ashira, she's Mrs. Macy's and Mrs. Gimbel's, she's going to give me 5,000 dresses that she has in stock. She's not going to ask for the dresses back in the nighttime or daytime. She doesn't need it. She borrowed $100,000. She gives me 500 dresses as a mashkin. She's not going to need it back. So the whole reason for the din doesn't apply. So do you say dashin and diamond nikro? Do you say loy dashin and diamond nikro? So that's a machlokes hatana. So Rab Shimon bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, Rab Shimon, is of the opinion, he's a Tana, so he's of the opinion that darshin and time of the krot, that the reason for the mitzvahs, even though the Chumash doesn't give the reason, when we can establish the reason for the mitzvahs, so the reason for the mitzvahs is like one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes, man, that it regulates the application of the mitzvah. Whenever the reason applies, the mitzvah applies. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. And we don't paskin like Rab Shimon. We paskin, you should always try to figure out what the reason for the mitzvahs are. That's a chelik of Talmud Torah, to try to understand what's the moral, ethical, or religious principle that the Torah is trying to teach us here, and we should apply it in other cases. But since the Torah didn't give the reason, so it's a lo plug deraisa. So even in a situation where the reason doesn't apply, like an almana ashira, she's given me 500 dresses from her department store, from her store, Mrs. Gimbel's or Mrs. Macy's, and the reason for the din doesn't apply, so that's a loy plug deraisa, even when the reason doesn't apply.
Rabbi, we can say that when the Torah doesn't give us the explicit reason, Baruch Shalom just gives me mitzvah for multiple reasons.
That could be. That's how the Vilna Gaon says, that it could be that there are additional reasons. That could be. So here, the Gemara has the Nivamis. Here, the Pasuk says the reason. It says, it's not that we are figuring out the reason. It's not a low plug. The Chumash itself says the reason right next to the din. So that's what the Gemara says here. Even the Rabbanon agree with Reb Shimon. Darshin and time in the crow. So whenever the reason for the prohibition doesn't apply, so the prohibition doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, Ish darka lekadem. In the days of the Tanakh, it wasn't the way it is today. The women were always behind the scenes. The women weren't in public positions. So it wasn't expected of the women that they should come and offer lechem amayim to Bnei Yisrael. Who were the ones? What, they had a female secretary of state? They would never imagine what shaykh, a woman should be secretary of state. Of course it's going to be a man. So the men were the ones who were expected, lekadem, lokid meskham alechem mayim, that was only the men. So since the women were not involved, so that's why the prohibition doesn't apply to the women. On the other hand, the din of amonim mayavi, the din of mitzri vedoimi, that applies equally to the men and to the women. That's also both. And there the Gemara points out the Chumash doesn't have a vice essay. There it's only an essay. So that's why the Gemara has this machloikis. According to Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva says, Ein kiddushin tofsin b'chai v'lavin, how far does he go? So one version was, only chai v'lavin d'she'er. Only if it's a relative. Where's chai v'lavin d'she'er? The chalutza. Once he does chalitza, he's kivin shalabana shuv layivne. That's the Mishnah and Daf Nun. So that's really a lower form of Eishesach. Real Eishesach, Shalom B'makam Yibum is an Isakaris. And Eishesach B'makam Yibum is Mutter. And then if he did Chalitza, he chose not to do Yibum. When we say Kimin Shalabon Shuv LeYivne, that's a lav. Lo Yivne. We treat that as a lav. So that's a Chayv Lav in the Shir. So the first version has it. That's the only case where Rabbi Kiva says, Ein Kiddushin Tovs M'Chayv Lav, and only Chayv Lav in the Shir. Second version is no. Even Chayv Lav in the Lav the Shir. So Mamzer is a chayvei lav in the lav dishes, nisa lav. Also in today's sedra, layava mamzer bekal Hashem, layava amonim, layava bekal Hashem is a lav, and kiddushin topsin. But mitzvah vedam is only nisa rese. So there, Rabbi Kiva would agree. Kisiyen aliyish that tvisas kiddushin, and kiddushin atopsin be nisa rese. The third version has it that no, Rabbi Kiva holds even nisa rese also, and kiddushin topsin. So how do you ever have the pasuk in today's sedra kisei and aliyish ho'achas sinua? How can you have sinua ben Yisrael and nonetheless there is tvisas kiddushin kisei? So the Gemara says, according to the third version, Rabbi Kiva only says Enki Dushin Topsin Bechaibe Essay, that's Chaibe Essay that is Shove Bako, like Mitzvi Vedoyne. Dor Shlisha Yavalahem Kal Hashem, and never says Alois Essay, it's an Iser Essay, so that's an Iser Essay Shove Bako. No one, none of the Jewish people are permitted to marry Mitzvi Vedoyne, male or female, that's an Iser Essay. But the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry Uba'ula, that's only an Iser Essay Shein Shove Bako. Says Kim Besula Miyam Bav Yikach Isha. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, the parsha ki siyena li shtei noshim ha'achas nua is only talking about one hechit timtza. The husband is a Kohen Gadol, and he's married. He has tvisas kiddushin with a woman who is asura alav. He married a beula. Only one case. How can you take a pasuk and say that only goes on one case? It sounds like anybody. Gemara said you have no choice since Rabbi Akiva. Based on the psukim that ain kiddushin tovsin, not only b'chai b'krisis, even b'chai b'lavin, and even b'chai b'iser esay, the only time according to the third version of Rabbi Akiva, the only case in the whole wide world that kiddushin tovsin b'ishu ha'asura, according to the third version of Rabbi Akiva, is chai b'esay d'lav sheina shava bako. So the pasuk the chumash is only talking about one case, kisiena liish. The ish is the ish ikon gadol, and he has two wives, and the wife is asura, the kiddushin tovsin. Is the Ba'ula L'Kohen Gadol. And Almana L'Kohen Gadol is alav. It says in the Chumash in Parshas Zem, he's not allowed to marry an Almana, that's a Lois Esser. But he's not allowed to marry a Ba'ula, that's only an Iser Esser. So these are the three versions of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, Amem Tes, the Gemara has this discussion. Ezu Hu Mamzer, the Mishnah says, Ezu Hu Mamzer. So there's a machlekes on the top line. A mem tesmana machlekes Rabbi Akiva, whose opinion we don't accept. The Gemara has the three versions of Rabbi Akiva. You have Rabbi Akiva, and you have the Tana, whose opinion is accepted as Shimon HaTemani, or Shimon HaTimni. It's unclear exactly. He came from he was a Temani. He was a Sfardi. The Ashkenazim will never believe that there was a Tana who was a Sfardi. So they can't be. The Sfardi don't know how to learn. It must be Shimon HaTimni, from Timna. So whoever he was, maybe he was from Teman. However you pronounce his name. So we pass him like this time, Shimon HaTemani. Because the Mishnah says, Halachi Kedvarov. Mishnah says, Halachi Kedvarov. Tesis says, the top Tesis says, that we have a klala, in the Gemara, Ein Lemeidim Halacha Mipi Mishnah. So just because the Mishnah says, Halachi Kedvarov, that's not sufficient cause that we should pass like Shimon HaTemani. But there are other Gemaras that indicate that we do pass like Shimon HaTemani over here. So we do. Okay. Just the Mishnah alone, Ein Lemeidim Halacha Mipi Mishnah. But the Sugya Sunsha, so we pass like Shimon HaTemani, that there are several dinim that are all interconnected. That Ein Kiddushin Tovsin is only Chai B'Krisis, and Avla Mamzer, Ezu Mamzer is only Chai B'Krisis, and Yehorek Bal Yavr is only Chai B'Krisis. Let's say they hold up a gun to my head, and they threaten me if I don't be Bo'ala ala Mamzeris, they're going to kill me. So Bo'ala Mamzeris is not called Gili Arayis. Or they threaten a coin, it should be Bo'ala ala Grusha, otherwise they're going to kill him. So Bo'ala Grusha is an Iser, but it's not every Iser Bia is Gili Arayis. We pass on Shimon HaTemani, only the Chai B'Krisis are considered Gili Arayis. Then the Gemara says, on the last line of Mem Tesam and Aleph, Omra Abai HaKol Moedim Bo'ala Nido, Bala Soito She'ein Havlad Mamzer. What do you mean? HaKol Moedim. We should have said Habo'al Anida has an Issa Karis. So it should be the same as all the other Chai B'Krisis. It should be Avlad Mamzer, it should be Enki Dushin Tovsin, it should be Gili Arayis, it should be Yehorek Bal Yavr. So he says that's an exception to the rule. HaKol Moedim means even Rabbi Akiva, who broadens out that then he holds Enki Dushin Tovsin from Chai B'Lavin, and he holds Avlad Mamzer from the Chai B'Lavin also. But even Rabbi Akiva is Moedim, lo miboy l'Rabbanon. It's a Chiddush Aliba de Shimon HaTemani. And it's a bigger chiddush aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Hakol moedim bein the Rabbi Akiva bein the Shimon HaTemani that bo'al anido ein havlad mamzer. And then the Gemara continues that kiddushin atovsin benido, kiddushin tovsin benido. It's an exception to the rule. Usually by Chai B'Krisis we say that ein kiddushin tovsin, that the vlad is mamzer, and it's yohareg bal yavr because it's gili arayis. Here by nido we say two of them are an exception to the rule. Even though by nido this kareis. The din is that kiddushin Kiddush and Autopsin, and the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So here's a big question in the Rishonim. It's clearly an exception to the rule. So which rule is it an exception to? Do we say that Nida is really included in all the Gili Arayis? Nida is mentioned with all the other Gili Arayis. Nida is one of the Gili Arayis as an exception to the rule, despite the fact that normally Gili Arayis is Enkidush and Topsen, Vavlad Mamzer, Nida is an exception. Or do you say no? Nida is not Gili Arayis. It will not be Yehorik Bal Yavar. And the exception to the rule is that it has Koris. That usually, when you have Koris, it's a similar Dover that it's Gili Arayis. And here, despite the fact that Bala Nida has Koris, it's not called Gili Arayis.
Because it's not an
Issa Li'olam. Right? It's not an Issa Li'olam. That is correct. So here, this is a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim. When you say Nida is clearly irregular. Nida has Koris. It's an Issa Bia that has Koris. And nonetheless, the Vlad is not a Mams and the Kiddush and Atopsin. So it doesn't mean, despite the fact that it is Gili Arayis, the Kiddush and Atopsin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. But he say no. The fact that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, Kiddush and Atopsin, is a clear indication that it's not Gili Arayis. And the fact that it has Koris, that's an exception to the rule.
Like Chometz has Koris.
Like Chometz has Koris. Yom Kippur, there are a lot of things that have Koris that have nothing to do with Yisabiyah. So that's the Shaila. So this is a fundamental Machlokes HaRishonim. Let's take a look. Taisus here is bothered with a kasha. The bottom Taisus has a kasha. Why does it only say Chamesh Esra Anoshim Potros Terasim? Where did we learn this out from? How do you know that there's no mitzvah of Yibum in a situation where the woman has an Issa Koris to me? So the Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk. The Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk. Where is the Braisa? The Pasuk says, Yetana Rabbanon. Here it is on Gimel Amud Beis, about eight lines from the top. The line begins, my Gemara line begins, Menachem Yetana Rabbanon. Begins with the word Yetana Rabbanon. It says, Yevama Yavoi Oleho. The word Oleho appears. Then the word Oleho appears by Achlois Ishtoi. Litzro Oleho Bichayeho. You're not allowed to live with Achlois Ishtoi. Litzro Oleho Bichayeho. So that phrase, Litzro Oleho Bichayeho, is necessary to tell me that Achlois Ishtoi Lachamis and Sishta is Mutter. If a man is married to a girl and she dies, he's permitted to marry her sister. If he divorces his wife, he's not allowed to marry the sister. But if the wife dies, he's permitted to marry the sister. That was a common practice in Europe in many communities. When a man would be married, his wife would die. So some places they would hold up the funeral till his sister would agree to marry the brother-in-law. Because the sister usually, the aunt, usually helps take care of their children. So they had children. So the husband knows his sister-in-law. They're probably friendly anyway. So it made sense. In some communities they would hold up the funeral of the dead sister until the living sister would agree. Not fair to pressure a girl to marry the guy, but clearly mutter. That's a din. Achis ishta lacham ishta is mutter. So I need that phrase litzra aleh b'chayat to tell me that achis ishta lacham ishta is mutter. But the Gemara says the word aleho is miyuta. What does it say litzra aleho b'chayeho? So the Gemara says the word aleho has the connotation of yivama yavo aleho, that there's an iser achis ishta even in the situation of yibum. One might have thought that every case of Yibum is a chiddush, that you're allowed to be Boal Yevimtoi despite the fact that there's an Issa Koris of Eshesach. So once you say that Eshesach is Hutter, so you can say that the Issa Achis Ishta is also Hutter. So that's why the Pasuk uses the word Aleho, Litzra Aleho Bechaya, Afilu B'mokam Mitzvahs Yibum, Yivama Yov Aleho, that's known as the Sugya of Aleho. The Sugya Besed Echala says is known with that name. This is the Sugya of Aleho. The word Aleho indicates that he's not allowed to. So then the Gemara says, well, maybe that's only Achis Ishta. How did it all of a sudden become 15? Chamesh Esri Noshim? How did you extend it? So the Gemara says, Amamatzina b'Yisr Achis Ishta. That it has an Issa Kareis, and the din is that it's not Muta b'makam Yibum. Even though Yibum b'makam Yibum, we lift the prohibition of Eshazach. So I might have thought that you lift the prohibition of Achis Ishta as well. So ma b'makam ma achis ishtoi has an issa kareis, and the Torah says that you don't do yibum. The Torah says you don't even do chalitza. There's no zik at all. So who are the nami? All other chavikrisis are similar. That's a din. Well, you have in the beginning of Bava Kama, you have Abba, Avis, and Zikin. So what are called Avis and Zikin? So Rashi writes in the first Mishnah in Bava Kama, Avis karla hanach techsivim behedye bekro. Whatever is mefurish and lechumish is called Avis. Shor bar maveheber are mefurish and lechumish. Then how do you know that told the same kayotzebem? How do you know that the toldas have the same din as the Avis? So that's a mamatzinu. The toldas have the same properties, similar properties to the Avis. So that's the same din. Whatever has similar properties is the same din. So here, all the other Chamesha Esrei Noshim, they all share in common the same properties of the Achay Sishta, namely that they all have an Issa Koris. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. What if the Yavama is a Nida at the time that her husband dies? So at the time that the husband dies, she's a Nida. She's not related at all. She's not a relative to the surviving brother. But if she's a Nida, so it's an Issa Koris. So I should say that since she was a nida, bishas, nefila, when her husband dies, so let's say the woman was an achos ishtai, two brothers are married to two sisters, and one brother dies, so I can't do yibum, the yibum is achos ishti. And then, after my brother dies, then my wife dies. And my wife dies, now she's no longer achos ishtai. So now I should say, I have to do yibum achalitza. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, call yibum ashenani karba bishas nefila, yibum yavah leho. Since when the brother died, there was no mitzvah of Yibum, so there was no zika to the Avim at all. So then we darshan psukim, Tosis quotes Mishle chapter Gimel. Derechera darchinam mechon nisi v'seh sholam. So Gemara considers that pasuk, Derechera darchinam, is one of the midrash haturned reshes. If you have a toss up, two ways to read a pasuk, you can either say like this or like that, so say it in a way it's more meaningful. The Torah usually gives pleasant dinim. So this would be extremely unpleasant to say, when the husband died, she was not zkuka liyavam, she's dating, she's about to get married, and then all of a sudden, her sister dies, my wife dies, so now she's no longer asura to me, it's achas ishti, lacham isis ishti, so now she has to stop dating, she has to put everything on hold, and she already got engaged to someone to marry him, all of a sudden now she's stuck, she has to marry me, because the mitzvah of yibum take her. So the Gemara said that's unreasonable to say like that. If you would have a pasuk, so unreasonable hint, unreasonable mark, if the pasuk would say. But if it's unclear, so the Gemara says derechera darchinoyam. So that's not fair to say like that. So based on that pasuk derechera darchinoyam, the Gemara understands that there is such a call. Kol yavama shein ani karba b'shas nefila yavama yavaleh. If the moment of death of the brother who died, if the moment of death there's no zika. So the zika can pop up later on. So Tyson says, every case where the brother dies and his wife was a nida at the time that he died, so it's an isa kores, has the same properties as achas ishtai. So it's a mamatzina from achas ishtai. And the Gemara says, ma achas ishtai, sheyesh b'kores, av kol shara tesvav nashim, sheyesh b'kores. So Tyson says, why is it only 15? They should have had a 16th one. Half the time, the woman is going to be a nida. Half the month, a woman is going to be a nida. So why doesn't it say? Then they prove from the Gemara Psachim Beferish that it's not so. If the woman is a nida when her husband dies, she is kukaliyavim. There is zika. She is kukaliyavim. So it tells us, bother with the kasha. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that there are 16 nashim, that the nida should be the same? So you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Yibum V'Chalitza. So the Rambam writes that the Tzarashove, the Mamatzina, what are you learning out? Ma'achos ishta miyuched shehi erva v'chayom and aznan karis v'ashigos achatos the Gemara in Gimel Amid Beis. So the Mamatzina, all the 15 women, all the Chamesh Esrei Noshim, the 14 are similar to the one. The original pasuk is by Achos ishta. So Ma'achos ishta, she's an Arab, etc. So the Rambam says the gist of the whole story is like this. You should word it like this. Ma achis ishta she'en kiddushin tofsin. Achis ishta is one of the arayis, ain't kiddushin tofsin. So since ain't kiddushin tofsin, so we understand there's no zika. Zika is also a form of ishus. Zika is an ishus, a lower level of ishus. Usually an ishus ish, because mezara, there's an isa misa, there's an isa kares. And Avlad Mamza, and here by Zika, the woman is a kukali yavam. It's a lower form of ishus. There's no kares, and the siyeshes hames achutz liish zar. So shaila nimar yavama yavala. It's an easier essay. If the yavama whose kuka liyavim will be mizana with someone else, she'll be in violation of the iser esei of yavama yavo aleha. She'll be in violation of the lav, if it's a lav, of l'si eishes hameis hachutza liish zar. How do you translate that pasuk? L'si eishes hameis hachutza liish zar. In today's sedra, it means she's not allowed to live with anybody else. It's a lois esei. So if the yavama, who's kuka liyavim, goes and she marries someone else, she's in violation of a lois esei v'yesei. Or should you translate the pasuk l'si eishes hameis hachutza differently? L'tehei bo havaya, like kisiyen aliish, means tvisas kiddushin. So maybe l'siya is a statement of fact. The woman cannot have tvisas kiddushin with anyone else other than the l'siya is not a lois esei. She's not allowed to live with anyone else. Maybe there is no love. Maybe it's a statement of a fact. It's impossible for the woman to have tvisas kiddushin. So that's a machlokes later in the Gemara. Machlokes Amar, how do you read the pasuk? Is there a lois esei in the essay, or is there only an essay? And the other shaila is, would you say en kiddushin topsin b'yivam alashuk? That's what the pasuk says. En kiddushin topsin b'yivam alashuk? Oh no, maybe kiddushin not topsin. There are three opinions. Yes, no, maybe. The three opinions in the Gemara. I think the Shulchan Aruch passes that it's a suffix. How to read the pasuk? Whether lasiya is a statement of a fact that the hei bo havaya, or lasiya means it's an iser that you're not allowed to be bo halel. So the Rambam writes,
if you don't have havaya,
there is an Issa essay for sure. Yivam Yavala is an Issa essay. It should have been, you're saying how Sechel dictates, it should have been something a little more than an essay. Okay? So that's the Machlekes in the Gemara. Is that mistabit to say, Ein Kedushin Tavsin, and it's only an Issa essay? Okay? So that's the Nidon in the Gemara. Machlekes Amorayim in the Gemara. So you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza, the Rambam writes that the nature of this din is that whenever there's one of the Chamesh Esri Noshim who Ein Kedushin Tovsin, means she's an Erva, Ein Kedushin Tovsin, so then you can't have Zika either, because Zika is a form of Ishus. So just like you can't have Tvisis Kedushin, you give a ring to Haret Mekudeshesli, so this the Gemara calls Isha Hiktalom in Hashamayim. When the brother dies, and the Yavam is a kukali Yavam to the surviving brother, that's also a Kiddushin. He didn't create the Kiddushin, the Lashon Gemar Isha Ikna Lam Ar Shemayim, but it's the same thing the Rambam holds. En Kiddushin Tovsin, the Chaybi creases. But if it's Chaybi Lavin, then Kiddushin not Tovsin, then there is Zika. So the Rambam says that according to the Rambam, by Nida, even though Nida is Arayis, but it's Kiddushin Tovsin ben Nida. That's the Gemara Mem test. Hakal Moedim Eboal Anida, that Ena Vla Mams, and Hakal Moedim Eboal Anida, that Kiddushin Atovsin. So since Kiddushin Atovsin, so there's going to be a Zika. He's not allowed to be Boaleo, it's an Issa Kores, but there's still a Zika. He has to wait till she goes to Mikveh to be Boaleo, or he can do Chalitza while she's still a Nida. So according to the Rambam, the Kasha doesn't get off the ground. Because the Rambam holds that the Halacha of the Mamatzinu, that the Gemara learns that on Gimel on the base, that long brisa, Tana Rabbanan, Ma'achoisishtoi, Sheyesh Bukoris, etc., means that just like all the Arayis were saying Kiddushin Tovsin, so there's no Zika either, because Zika is a form of Ishus. Taisis does not agree with the Rama, because here there's a fundamental machlokes. Rashi and Taisis on them test on the base. The machlokes, what does it mean, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin by Arayis? So Rashi's opinion is, let's say I'm married to a woman, beheter, and then she becomes an erva. How is that possible? Let's say she becomes a nida. I marry a girl, she becomes a nida. So would you say that the kiddushin vanish into thin air? B'din is a kiddushin atopsin b'nida. If I give the ring when she is a nida, kiddushin atopsin. What would be the din if kiddushin would not be topsin b'nida? So what you imagine that every month when my wife goes to mikveh, I have to marry her again. Every time the wife comes off of mikveh, when she was a nida, she's an isukari, so the ishus disappears. You have to be mekadesh her again. So Rashi understood in the Gemara that whenever you have a woman that ain't kiddushin tovsin, not only is it ain't kiddushin tovsin from the outset, if I married her beheter, then she becomes a soita. Rashi is talking about a soita. The woman would become a soita after marriage. So if the din would have been that Enki Dushin Tovsin Bisoto, then if I married to a woman she becomes a Soito, she wouldn't have needed a get. The issues would vanish into thin air. So Tosis says that's ridiculous. Tosis Dima Maschal Soito, Amem Tesan Beis. Tosis says no, there is no such cloud. Midolo Tapsi paki, that because kiddushin are not tofsin in the first place, that if I marry her the heter and she becomes a soita later, that the kiddushin should disappear. See, Rashi seems to understand that ein kiddushin tofsin. Let's say I want to mimikadosh the computer. He wants to mimikadosh the Gemara. Gives a ring, says harei mekudeshesli. Wants to mimikadosh the shtender. It's not chal. So Rashi holds, you want to make mekadosh an erva, it's like me mekadosh a shtender, it's like me mekadosh a wall. It's not like a man marries a man. The kiddushin are not topsim. You have to marry a woman. So she's an erva, that's in kiddushin topsim. So even if she became an erva after he's already married, you can't have ishus at all. Taisus disagrees. Taisus holds that the halacha in kiddushin topsim barayis is based on the rule of Yovid Lanahani. You had no right, there was a machlekes abai v'rovet. It's a philosophical machlekes. Maybe there's no nafkamina. Machlekes was, whenever the Torah says you're not allowed to do a certain act, then you go ahead and you do it. And it's an act that needs dasa adam. Let's say the Torah says you're not allowed to cook basa b'cholav. You go ahead and you cook basa b'cholav, it becomes basa b'cholav. If the cholav falls in by itself accidentally, it also becomes basa b'cholav. We're talking about a case where you need dasa adam to bring about a result. So that's a machlekes abai v'rovet. Rava holds the Yavid Lamahani. It doesn't make sense. Machlekes Habayim. Rava holds it doesn't make sense. If the Torah says you have no right to do this, so then you're not authorized to express your das. So if you express your das, it's like you had no right to. So it can't bring about a chalois. So, and Abai disagrees. No, Yavid Mahani has to be that it does bring about a chalois. So the Gemara gives all the nafkaminas. So the Tosis understood that the din at Enki, the Shintofs, and Ba'arayas is because the Torah prohibits him from marrying the woman. Let's say a man lives with an eshes ish. So when he does the znus, he's chayiv misa, chayiv karas. What about when he goes to an eshes ish, he gives a ring and says, "Harei mekudeshesli, is there any aveira?" See, if you would have asked anybody knows how long, they would have said, "No, there's no aveira." What's the aveira? What's the aveira? The aveira is not to be boal eshes ish, not to be boal arayis, to be mekadosh arayis. What's the aveira? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, there's an aver. If you're Mekadosh and Eishes Ish, there's an aver. So Minchas Chinuch says, I don't know where he got this. Never heard of such a thing. Then in the Hashmatis, in the end of the Minchas Chinuch, he says, I chazed Shas, after I wrote my Sefer, and I found it. Beferish Gemara in Kiddushin. The end of the third parak in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, you have two psukim. One pasuk goes, L'chatchila, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh, the Arayis. And one pasuk goes, B'rievet, that even if you're Mekadosh, it's not Chal. So that's how Tosis understood the din ain't kiddushin tofsin barayis is because there's an iser like the Sefer HaChinuch said. And HaChinuch said he never heard of it, so then he says he forgot. It's an often a Gemara. He says, and the Rashba points out, the Rashba, not Gemara, the end of the third parak in kiddushin points it out. Black and white of the Feirush Gemara. Kam l'chatchila kam b'dievet. There is an iser, the Torah doesn't give you permission to be mekadosh arayis. So if you go ahead and you mekadosh them, since you had no right to, so that's what Rava says, that's the rule. Abai says usually Iovid Mahani, but Abai's masking, there are exceptions to the rule. So this case, everybody agrees. Either this is the rule or this is the exception to the rule, that if you Mekadosh Chai Bikrisis, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin, why? Because it's a Milsa Dharma Achman Olai Savid, Iovid La Mahani. The Torah says you're not allowed to do it, and because you had no right to express the Ask Kiddushin, that's why it's not Chal. But that's only if I'm Mekadosh and Isha. What if I'm a Kaddish and Isha, and then she becomes a Saita later? So it's not that an Isha that you can't be Mekadish is like a Shtender. You ain't Kiddushin Tovsin in a Shtender. It's like a Gemara. No. If you have no right to be Mekadish in the first place, then the Torah doesn't give you permission to express Das. So it's like a Mekadish and Isha without Das. Mekadish and Isha in your sleep. So it's not Chal. But if I marry the woman, then she becomes a Saita, then she becomes a Nida. Why should I say Middle or Tapsi Paki? I should say the issue is paka. The Tosha says it's not true. The Tosha says there never would have been a havamina. A man marries a girl. So every month when she becomes a nida, the issue disappears. If he would have said ein kiddushin tofsin benida, and every month when the wife goes to the mikveh asking him kaddish again, there was never such a havamina. The Tosha says there is no such thing. So according to Tosfos, who disagrees with Rashi there, mem test on the base, the halacha that ein kiddushin tofsin ba'arayis is only when you need kiddushin b'dasa adam. But if it's the case of the isha hikten lo min hashamayim, see the Rambam said that b'loch hamesh esrei noshim, what do they have in common? Ein kiddushin tofsin. So just like ein kiddushin tofsin, there's no zika either. Why? Because zika is also a form of ishas. Tosa says, not true. Zika Zisha Hikta Lomen HaShamayim. He didn't have to express his das over there. He can say, Nilsa Dama Achmano Lai Sabiri Yavid Lamahani. Since the Torah expressly says you're not allowed to express das over here, so you had no right to say the das, so it's like Mekadosh and Isha without das. But by Zika, it happens by itself. I didn't create the issues. So if you would have held like Rashi, the Rambam apparently holds like Rashi. Ein Kiddushin Tovsim HaRais is like HaRais, is a Shtenda. Ein Kiddushin Tovsim in the computer. So Ein Kiddushin Tovsim HaRais is not only when you're Mekadosh with Das, with Amaisa Kiddushin, when you have Zika is also, there's no Tvisa Zika, Ein Kiddushin Tovsim. You can't have an issues of Zika either. But Tosa disagrees with the Rambam. Tosa says that it's only a chisorin when you need das adam to create the kiddushin. Then we apply the klal the holidays bein la bay bein la rova. You apply the klal of yavid la mahani in this case. So that's why Taisviz did not understand the Gemara like the Rambam. The Gemara makes the tzarasho, not the tzarasho, the mamatzinu ma achos ishtoi. So the Rambam worded it ma achos ishtoi ein kiddushin topsin. So ein zika chala. And whenever kiddushin atopsin by a nida, so then zika is chal. But Tosis could read it like that, because Tosis says that the halacha in Kedushin Topsin is only if you make the Kedushin Midas. So how did Tosis read the Gemara? So it's a mamatzinu whenever there's kares. So they're bothered with a kasha, Nida. So Nida also has kares. So since Nida has kares, so why shouldn't I say that there's no Zika in the first place? No Yibum, no Chalitza, there shouldn't be Zika. It's against the halacha. That's Tosis' kasha. So Tosis answers several answers. Tosis gives a few answers. So one of the answers that the Tosfos Rishonim gives, where is it? Yeah, that's the kasha that Tosfos has on the bottom, Tosfos. So they give a few answers. No, I'm all. But there was a Tosis who shot him here.
Talon?
Which one?
Talon. It's the last line.
Isn't there another Tosis who shot him? Nachama, what does Tosis say? I thought it was a Tosfos had a line. It's not a Tosfos Rishonim. The Tosfos had a line that the only time it's dumya da'eshes dumya da'achos ishtoi if she's asura to him and she's materis to other people, but anida is asura to everybody. So that's not dumya. So where's that line in Tosfos? That's in the regular Tosfos. Second line, Tosfos. Adam alach l'tzivsha, right? Isa remet ala yovim toim mishab ne'amal. Nidu kul yam asir afilu b'nidosa. Right. So what does that line mean? That the only time is dumia da'achos ishtoi is if it's asura to some people umateris to others. But it needs asura to everybody, so therefore it's not dumia da'achos ishtoi. What does that line mean and where did they get that from? So the Pashtus is that Tosfos is alluding to the sugya later on Memhei Amid Beis. That's exactly the Loshon of the Gemara. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim. What's the din of Akum V'Eved Abo Abas Yisod? That's all in today's Sedra. In today's Sedra it says Lo Yovam Amza B'Kal Hashem. So you have to establish who is considered a mamzer. So that's the Mishnah Mem Tesa Manalat. Ezehu mamzer. Machlekes is Rabbi Akiva and Shimon HaTimoni, and three versions within Rabbi Akiva. When is Ein Kiddushin Tovsin? When is Avlad mamzer? Fine. So the Gemara has a discussion of this pasuk. Lo yavam mamzer b'kal Hashem. Is it only by Chavi Krisis? Is it even by Chavi Lavin? Fine. So the klal usually is that How do we paskin? By chavi krisis and kedushin dobson, by hablad mamzer. So it sounds a little bit as if the toli zebezet. Whenever it's en kedushin dobson, the blood is mamzer. So let's say akum v'yebed habo al bas yisroel. So akum v'yebed can't have tfisis kedushin with a Jewish girl. So should I say because en kedushin dobson between the akum and the yebed in the isha, so hablad should be a mamzer? So it's a machlokes hatanoim. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. On them hammered base. So we paskin havlad kosher hilchasa. If you look right in the middle of the daf, the line begins with the word the hilchasa has a tiny little gimel from the ein mishpat der mitzvah. The line begins with the word the hilchasa of gchavi yevin habab asisa havlad kosher beim ipnuya beim beishesish. Even if an eishesish is mezana, the vlad is kosher. That's how we paskin the hilchasa. But prior to that, the Gemara quoted the word shitas and tanoim that avlad will be a mamza. Why? Because ein kedushin tofsin, so avlad should be a mamza. So tak, it's a good argument. So ein kedushin tofsin, usually it is tali zebezet. So why shouldn't be avlad mamzer? So the Gemara gives an answer. You see, the answer is based on the pasuk and chumash. It says leov a mamza bekal Hashem, and the chumash dvar midash and smuchin. When you have two psukim next to each other, the problem is it's not exactly two psukim next to each other. One is chapter chav gimel pasuk aleph, and one is pasuk gimel. Pasuk Gim is Loyava Mamza Bikal Hashem. Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis is Mapsik in between. So that's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Is this a legitimate Smuchim or not? But Pasuk Aleph reads, Lo Yikachish es Eishes Oviv. Eishes Oviv is an Issa Kares. So it says Eishes Oviv next to Pasuk Gimel. So that's how we establish that Loyava Mamza, Eizo Mamza, Oma Matara, of Lot from a Chavi Krisis. But then the Pasuk ends off. Lo Yikachish es Lo Yigala Kenaf Oviv. What does that refer to? Kenaf Aviv. That's just a hemshach of the pasuk leikach ish eshes aviv, and the reason why, because it's not bercheret leigala kenaf aviv. Because leigala kenaf aviv is another lav, is another loisesi. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. That's in the beginning of the mesichta. Dav gimel. Machlekes. One tana says that it's an iser leigala kenaf aviv is kenaf shiro aviv. That goes on anusa aviv. Normally the din is noisim alhu anusa. Take for example, I'm not allowed to marry my mother-in-law, I'm not allowed to marry my wife's sister. What if I was mezana with a single girl? So this, and then I fall in love with her mother. So I never married the girl, so she's not my mother-in-law. I'm mezana with a girl, and then I fall in love with her sister. So I'm permitted to marry her sister. That's the name of the perek later. You're permitted to marry the relatives of the girl with whom you had an affair, because if you never married her, so her sister is not Achos Ishta, and the mother is not Chamosa. So what about Eishes Aviv? My father had an affair with a woman, but he never married her. So if he married her, let's say it's not my mother. My mother died and my father married someone else. So that's Eishes Aviv. What if my father was Mezana with a woman? So that's a Machlekes Hatanaim. Reb Yudah says, Leigala Kanaf Aviv, Kanaf Shiro Aviv, there's an Isser of Anusa Aviv. Anusa Saviv is not the same as Eishes Saviv. Eishes Saviv has Kares. Anusa Saviv is a lav. Lo Yigala Kanaf Aviv is a lav without Kares. So the Gemara says that's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that there is no prohibition on Anusa Saviv. We paskan, there is no such thing. It doesn't exist. There is no Iser. Anusa Saviv. Nosim ala Anusa. I'm allowed to marry the woman whom my father had an affair with. She never became Eishes Saviv. And the Pasuk doesn't refer to Anusa Saviv. So mamzer, the pasuk gimel, says lo yama mamzer bekal Hashem, is only if it's. What is it? Maybe we'll make our own minyan later. So the pasuk only tells you the smuchim lo yama mamzer bekal Hashem. The isa mamzer only applies when it's an isa koris. There is no pasuk lo yigal kanaf av doesn't talk about an isa resi, but doesn't talk about an isa without koris. But Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that anusa saviv is aser. So the Gala Kanaf Aviv is only in Issa Lav. There's no Kuris. And it says in Pasuk Gimel, you have a Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, that's where Rabbi Kiva established this Shita, that you have a Mamzer from an Issa Lav as well, even though there's no Kuris. Fine. So the Gemara there, Amem Hamad Beis, discusses this Shaila. All the Tanoim seem to agree that whenever it's Enki Dushin Topsin, then the Vlad is a Mamzer. But the Kiba holds Enki Dushin Topsin Mechavi Lavin, so he says, I have a Lav Mamzer from Mechavi Lavin. The Rabbanah hold that Kedushin Topsin is only by Chabi Krisis. So that's why Avla Mamzin is only by Chabi Krisis. But they all agree. So the Gemara says, so then it should be correct that Akum the Eber Haba Bas Yisrael should be Havlad Mamzer. So, because the Smicha Sapsukim indicates whenever it's Enkidushin Topsin, so it's Havlad Mamzer. So Akum the Eber is Enkidushin Topsin. So the Gemara says, so why shouldn't it be Havlad Mamzer? So the Gemara gives an answer. Man the pasil, the Gemara, the one who holds that Akum Yabar Ababa saw the Vlad is Mamzer at 8 lines from the top. The one who says the Vlad is Mamzer because of the Smicha Sapsukim Pasa Galaf, the Pasa Gimel, Loikachisha Seisha Saviv, there's no Tvisis Kiddushin. So the Yabar Mamzer says, since there's no Tvisis Kiddushin, Ma Esha Sav de la Tavsiba Kiddushin of Vlad Mamzer, I've called the La Tavsiba Kiddushin of Vlad Mamzer. That makes good sense that the Akum Yabar Ababa should be of Vlad Mamzer. Uman the machsher, we paskin havlad kosher. Why? So the Gemara gives an answer. Man the machsher sava ma eshe sav dili di deila tafse be kiddushin achmeni tafse be kiddushin la pukia ve kachav yevad la tafse be kiddushin klal. The only time it's havlad mamzer is if it's not tefes kiddushin between me and this woman. It's a relative. It's my wife's sister. It's my mother-in-law. It's my daughter-in-law, and so on. It's en kiddushin tofsin between me and this woman, but to other people it is kiddushin tofsin. So that's a description of, that's a definition of an erva. But if it's akum v'yevet habo bas yisrael, that's not called arayis. She's asura. Akum v'yevet is also to everybody. So by definition, the Gemara says that's not called arayis. Havlad mamzer is not, according to the girsa that we have in the Gemara Memheimen base, havlad mamzer is not totally in whether Kiddushin Tovs and Ein Kiddushin. Avla Mamzer depends on whether a violation of Gili Arayis took place. So it's only called Gili Arayis if it's Lo Tavsi Li Didei, but Lachmini it is Tavsi Kiddushin. But if it's Lo Tavsi Lo Li Didei, but Lo Lachmini, then it's not called Gili Arayis. So the Pashtus is that this Tosfos, the second line of Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph, is alluding back to that Gemara. The Tosfos is saying, neither is different the Kuli Alma Asira. We learn out from Mamatzino, from Achais Ishtoi. Ma Achais Ishtoi, that it's Gili Arayis, so to all Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis is only the other 14 relatives. The Chamesh Esri Noshim is Gili Arayis, they're Asuras to me, Mataras to other people. The Nida is Asura to everybody, so Tyson holds that by definition it can't be called Gili Arayis. Nida is not called Gili Arayis. If you look in the Sefer Yosha, the Rabbein Atam, that's exactly what he says. And then he adds on, and therefore there's no Yehorek Val Yavar. And he brings more Gemaras from Habo Yimimta to prove that Nida Labayla is not called Gilei Arayis. It's an Issa. Eating Chomis BePesach also has Koris. Eating on Yom Kippur also has Koris. Doing Malach on Shabbos also has Koris. Just because it has Koris doesn't make it into Gilei Arayis. So Nida has Koris, but it's not Gilei Arayis because it's Lo Tapsi, Lo Li Didei, Velo Lachmini. That's according to the Girsa that we have printed in our Gemara. Other Rishonim had a different girsa. You look in the Rashba, on the Mehmed base, the Rashba quotes the girsa Sagoinim, which is totally different. The girsa Sagoinim has it, doesn't have it all what we have. The girsa Sagoinim has like this. The definition of a mamzer is when it couldn't have been Tvisis Kiddushin. Let's say, upon a Habal Apnuya, and they have a child. They're not married, they have a child. So that's not called a mamzer. In America, that's called an illegitimate child. If you have a child out of marriage, they're not married to each other, it's illegitimate. Halacha, it's not permissible to be born up on Pnuya, but it has nothing to do with Mamzeris. Mamzeris is only if the parents not only didn't have Tvisis Kiddushin, they couldn't have had Tvisis Kiddushin. It's an Eishes Ish, or it's a Boal Achas, a Boal Lima, Boal Bita, Boal Achisavim, and so on, all of those. Whenever the parents couldn't have had Tvisis Kiddushin, then the Vlad will be a Mamzer by definition, because the Ibn Ezra writes on the word Mamzer, on today's Sadr, he writes, Me Aim Zar, from a strange mother. Means, if the father and the mother couldn't have had Tvisis Kiddushin with each other, the Vlad should be a Mamzer. So that's what motivated the other Tana to say that Akum the Eber Haba Abbas Yisrael, have Vlad Mamzer, because the Akum and the Eber couldn't have had Tvisis Kiddushin with Yisrael, so it's Me Aim Zar. The idach man damar sov, and how can we paskin not so? So the sheet, the girsa that the Rashba quotes from the Goyim is, if the mother is Jewish, and the father is akum the yevid, so if the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish. The father is akum the yevid, so you can't have any yachas, can't have any kurva between the father who's not Jewish, or the father's an Ebek Naini, Ein Lo Yachas, Ebed Ein Lo Yachas, so there's no kurva between the father and the child. The child has a mother and he doesn't have a father. It's not like a Yosem, that he had a father and a mother and the father died. No. The child never had a father, Al Pi Din. Biologically, he certainly had a father. But Al Pi Aloch, it's an immaculate conception. He had a... The Christians say that that's not what it means, immaculate conception. But in yeshivas, they call it... as far as we're concerned, that's called an immaculate conception. Al Pi Din, he has a mother, he doesn't have a father. It's not related. So by definition, it can't be a mamzer. Me'emzer means a child is misyaches to a father or to a mother who couldn't have had the kiddushin, tvisi kiddushin with each other. But over here, the child is not misyaches after the father, so that's why he can't be a mamzer. That's the vort. This is a fundamental machlokes based on the two girsas on Mem and Beis. What is the definition of mamzeris? Does mamzeris depend on having violated an isa gili arayis? And the Gemara is explaining that if loy tapsi loy li didei veloy lachrini, then by definition that's not called the arayis. Arayis is only if it's loy tapsi li didei vetapsi lachrini. But if it's an isa hashava bakol, that's a tesis extended it to Nida, just like Akam the Yevid is not called Gilei Arayis, so Nida Labayla is not called Gilei Arayis either. So the Girsa that we have printed in our editions of the Gemara is saying that Avla Mamza depends on having violated the Issa Gilei Arayis. So Akam the Yevid, it's by definition not called Gilei Arayis. And according to that Rabbeinu Tam, the Nida would not be, it's not called Gilei Arayis, and wouldn't you say Horeg Val Yavar? And that's what Tosfos says on the first daf. Since it's not Gilei Arayis, it's not Dume Dachos Ishtoi. So it's not included in the Mamatzinu, that Mamatzinu Ba'achos Ishtoi, that there's no Zik at all, because Nida is not Gilei Arayis. Masheni can acquaint to the Girsas HaGoinim, Mamzeris is not a function of whether you have violated Gilei Arayis. Mamzeris simply means if a child has a father and a mother, they couldn't have had Tfisis Kiddushin with each other. So this has a big, these two girsas have a big nafkemina lahalacha. What if one did artificial insemination from, let's say, to an Eishes Ish, from a Jewish man. So the Jewish man and the Jewish woman, they're both Jewish. The father and the mother are both Jewish, and the woman is an Eishes Ish, and they couldn't have had tefisis kedushin with each other because she's married to someone else. So then, would the child be a mamzer? If mamzeris depends on having violated an aveir of gili arayis, so the pashtus says that an artificial insemination, there's no aveir of gili arayis. Some say there's some other isa, k'masi yaretzim samashay shavtam lo sasu, maybe it's a different isa, but you can't call it gili arayis. Gili arayis means you do tashmish. The zochuit and the kevet do tashmish together. But if you say that the definition of mamzer is, has nothing to do with having violated gili arayis, Mamzeris means when the child has a father and a mother who couldn't have had tefisis kedushin with each other. So then there's room to argue the point and say, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes like that. He said, already 100 years ago, they started doing artificial insemination. So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in his sefer, he has a sefer Ha'oris on the Avnei Miluim. Rabbi Yosef Engel didn't feel well for a while. He had trouble with his eyes, so he wasn't able to read any Svarim. So he had somebody read some light reading for him, the Avnei Miluim. That was the lighting. And he was dictating comments. He wasn't able to see. So the dictating comments that the other fellow wrote, and every paragraph had a number, 1, 2, 3. And then after he recovered and he was able to read, so he looked over the notes that he wrote, and whatever he liked, he left, and whatever he didn't like, he crossed out. So you have the goes on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 16, 17, 18, 28, 29, 50, 51, 50. Across that, every so often across that. And they printed it like that. The numbers jumped. So that's called Chosen Yosef. His name is Yosef Engel, Chosen Yosef. So this is what he dictated when he wasn't well. He was a super genius. And now they print it in the back of the new editions of the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim is by the Ksais HaChoshen on Ebenezer. The Chassidim don't like to look in the Avnei Miluim because the Sefer was not published during the lifetime of the author. It was printed after he passed away, and it was edited by his son-in-law. And his son-in-law was a famous maskil. Shlomi Yehuda Rappaport. He was known as Shir, Shin Yerei, Shlomi Yehuda Rappaport. So because the son-in-law wrote an introduction to the Avnei Miluim and he edited it, so that's why the Chassidim don't like to look at. Okay, that's a good sefer. Avnei Miluim is a good sefer. So you have the Haoris of Yosef Engel did read Avnei Miluim. And he wrote Haoris on the Avnei Miluim. So he in his Haoris in the Chosen Yosef, he writes about the artificial insemination. He says it's two opinions in Tosfos. He doesn't quote the Gemara Mem Hem and Beis, the two Girsas, but he quotes two opinions in Tosfos on Tezayin Amid Beis. Tezayin Amid Beis, Tosfos Dima Maschal Kosover, Ovi Kechevin Evin, Ha'obo Bas Yisrael Ha'vlad Mamzer, De Machloikis Hatanoim, where we pass can Ein Ha'vlad Mamzer, but that was a Machloikis Hatanoim. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha, is that possible that Ha'vlad Mamzer, even though there's no Aveira? Eved habo al bas Yisrael, there's an avera. It says in today's sedra, lasiyah kadesh me b'nei Yisrael, v'liyah kadesh me b'nei Yisrael. So the Targum Unkel, it says on that pasuk, lasiyah kadesh means a Jewish girl is not allowed to live with an eved kenayni because ain kedushin topsin. V'liyah kadesh means a Jewish boy is not allowed to live with a shivcha kenayni because ain kedushin topsin. That's what the Targum Unkel says. So Tosfos assumes Targum Unkel is the pshat in the chumash. The Rambam quotes his Targum Onkelos, he says it's only by the Rabbanim. He says Targum Onkelos put it, they wanted to exaggerate the Chayim HaHu'isr of living with the Evek Nainin, the Shivcha Kneinis, but it's only an Asmachtim by the Rabbanim. That's how the Rambam writes. But Tosfos takes the Targum Onkelos, Kipshuto, that is included in the Pasuk, that Evid V'Shivcha Kneinis is an Issa Deraisa. So Tosfos says, that I understand how there can be a Tana who is of the opinion that Akum the Evid, Akum. Eved habo'al bas Yisrael, the Vlad is mamzer, there's an Aveira. So I can understand the Vlad mam and Kiddushin Dosen. But Akam habo'al bas Yisrael, is it an Aveira deraisa? Is it an Aveira derabbanon? Akam habo'al aram is befrahesia, is kanoim pogimbo. What about habo'al aram is betzino? So there's no kanoim pogimbo. Is there an Issa deraisa? Is there an Issa derabbanon? So Tosfos is wondering, will the Vlad be a mamzer? Deraisa, if he only violated an aver derabbanan, he didn't. If one should assume intermarriage is an issa deraisa, but only under certain circumstances. So maybe in certain cases, the whole prohibition of intermarriage is only derabbanan. So does that make sense? The vlad should be a mamzer min atayra. So the first suggestion of Tosfos is yes, you can have a vlad mamzer even though it's hefta gomer. Who says you have to violate an aver? Then the second suggestion is no, it's only going to be a mamzer min derabbanan. You have to have an aver. If you don't have an aver, it can't be have a lot mamzer. And the last line Tosfos says v'harisha nikar, and the first pshat is more correct. The Tosfos di mamaskol kasover and tezayin on the base. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the two opinions, and then Tosfos says v'harisha nikar. More correct is the first version that we suggested, that a lot mamzer does not depend on having violated any aver. It can be absolutely hetagoma. He didn't violate any aver, and still have a lot mamzer. How can be have a lot mamzer? So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel explains based on the Ibn Ezra that the word mamzer means me'em zar, means the child has a father and a mother who couldn't have had tefisas kiddushin with each other at the time of conception. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says it should chapan afkemina for artificial dissemination. He assumes that there's no issa gilai rais at all, but it could be still that the vlad will be a mamzer. Right. One could perhaps argue the point and say that the whole two opinions in Tosfos only are Aliyah Rebbe Akiva, and we don't pass on like Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Yosef Engel thinks that it's not totally Zebizeh. Even the Rabbanon argue about other things, about the definition of Avlad Mamzer, he thinks that that applies equally to the Chachamim and to Rebbe Akiva. You're right. Tosfos is not, he's only talking within Rebbe Akiva who holds the Akam Yevet, Abba Basol, Avlad Mamzer. And we don't hold like that. Rebbe Yosef Engel thinks that we don't hold like that for the other reason, whatever the reason there. It really, the whole two opinions in Tosfos depend on the two girsas in the Gemara, Mem Hei and Beis. So this Tosfos on the first daf on Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos has the kasha with the nido. So this is a very serious kasha. It's a fundamental kasha. So you have the two major answers. And Tosfos gave a few other additional answers. The Rambam's answer is that the tzad hashav of all the chamesh esrei noshim is ein kiddushin tofsin. So just like ein kiddushin tofsin, so too zika is not chal, because zika is a form of kiddushin. And the Rama holds like Rashi on Mem Tes on the base that ein kiddushin tofsin barayis is not because the yavid lamahani, because he had no right to do it. No, it's arayis is like a shtender. That's why it's in if it's not if ein kiddushin tofsin, then zika is not chal either, because zika is also a lower form of ishus. A weaker form of Isha, you can't have that either. But a nido kiddushin not tofsin, so zika is chal. That's how the Rambam explains everything. And Tosfos lishitasan, Tosfos there on Mem Tesam and Beis disagrees with Rashi and the Rambam. They hold that ein kiddushin tofsin is because there everybody agrees, bein labad, bein l'rov, everybody agrees, nil sadam achmana eloi sabad, yovid lemahani, you had no right to express das kiddushin on the erva. So that's why you say you have no right to express das. So the kiddushin can't be chal because it's like kiddushin b'li das. The Torah didn't give you permission to express das over here. But if you have the case of zika, the isha hiktalo men hashamayim, he does not have to express any das. The Torah declares she becomes his wife. So that can happen even by an erva. So that's why Tosis didn't agree with the Rambam's word over here. So Tosis understood that Tzara Shove, not the Tzara Shove, the Mamatzina from Achisishta is, Mamatzina Achisishta is an erva, Afkol that's an erva. So they were bothered with the Kasha, what's with Nida, even though Nida is Kiddush and Topsin, so what's the Kasha? No, because Tosis held, and the Kasha they thought Nida is an erva. And the first answer that they gave is that it's only dumi dachasishta if she has asura to this person with teres to other people as opposed to nida. The first answer was the Rabbi Natam and the Sefer Yosha. Tosis gives one line. You look in the Sefer Yosha, it's more barich. Rabbi Natam wrote his own Sefer Yosha. So he has it more barich. He says that nida is not a nerva. And you don't say yehoreg val yaver. This is a big issue in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote, there's a simon about harchokis, that the husband is not allowed to hold his wife's hands when she's a nida. So they quote the Ramban, what if the husband is a doctor, the Ramban was a doctor, and the wife is deathly sick, and she needs care, and there's no other doctor around. So is the husband allowed to treat his wife? So the Ramban assumes a davar pashut, that you apply your harag valyava to nida, and he's not allowed to, and he's not allowed to treat his wife. If you're dealing with an issa deraisa, you wouldn't be allowed to, he says, according to the Rambam holds that kiruv basa derechibo is an Issa Deraisa. The Ramban himself disagrees in this in the Hasogas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But the Rambam holds that Kira Basar, Elisha Benitis Tamasa, La Sikavu La Galasera. La Sikavu means Kira Basar is also. To kiss the wife and to hug the wife, even though he's not having Tashmish. So the Rambam holds that that's an Issa Deraisa. So they quote in Shulchan Aruch the Tshuva of the Ramban, that if one would adopt the position of the Rambam, that Kira Basar Derechiba is an Issa Deraisa, then you would say Harig Val Yavar, that the husband shouldn't treat his wife when she's in need. If it's a Kira Basa, if you should hold like the Ramban, it's only Nisa de Rabbanan, so the consensus
yeah,
is
that it's not Pikuach Nefesh.
He's talking case where there is Pikuach Nefesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he thinks that you say Harig Val Yavar on Nida, he holds that Nida is Harig Val Yavar Zarayas, and he holds not only on the actual Tashmish of the Nida, even on Abizrayu. Mechal Shabbos, you have to be Mechal Shabbos with Pikuach Nefesh. But Avod Ezor Gilei Rashi V'Chazav L'Din is Yehoreg Val Yavar. So what if it's not the actual Gilei Arayis itself? What if it's Kirub Basa Derechiba? So if Kirub Basa Derechiba is only the Rabbanon, then for sure you don't say Yehoreg Val Yavar and Anisa the Rabbanon. That's the assumption. But if one should assume like the Ramam, Kirub Basa Derechiba is Anisa Derayis, so then the Ramban is assuming that you would say Yehoreg Val Yavar even on Abizrayu. That's a Machlokes HaRishayim. That's the Shailon Shulchan Aruch, but they only say Yehoreg Val Yavar on the actual Isur Avodah Zarah itself, or even regarding other Isurim that are related to Avodah Zarah.
How is this Derechiba?
Who says that it's Derechiba? Yeah, that's the Shach points that out. This is not really Hitainis. Maybe it's not really Derechiba. He's just taking the pulse of his wife. Maybe that's not Derechiba, right?
Right.
That's a strong argument. The Shach has that time. And even according to the Rambam, that there's an Isur Deraisa, Issa Deraisa is only Derechiba. It's not Derechiba, it's only Exera Derabbanan. Whenever it's only Derabbanan, you don't say Yehoreg Val Yavar, correct? That's the Shach's time.
What does the Rambam do with the Gemara, you should tell her by Yom?
The what?
The
probably it's not Derechiba. Right, that's exactly the Teretz. It's not
Derechiba.
Shach just argues it. The Rambam only said it's an Issa Deraisa if it's Derechiba. The Ramban holds that the whole Kiribas is only Derabbanan. Happens the Shulchan Aruch Paschans like the Rambam and Eved Ezer and Simon Chof, and they have all the Harchokas, all the Arayas. So the Mechaber writes a line that's incongruous. He writes that whoever kisses an Eishes Ish gets Malkus. Kiss someone else's wife. You can kiss your own wife. Kiss someone else's wife, you get Malkus. Who's giving Malkus? The Rambam has to tell you whether there's Malkus or no Malkus. Days of the Shulchan Aruch, nobody was giving Malkus. Nobody had any smicha. So the Mechaber strangely writes, he wants to meet. He's trying to say like the Rambam, that Kirub Basar constitutes an Issa Deraisa, not like the Ramban. Ramban holds that Kirub Basar is only the Rabbanon. So the Mechaber is passing it like the Rambam, that Kirub Basar is an Issa Deraisa. The Rambam writes in a few places like that in Hilchas Isuri Biyah. He writes that Hanida Mechlal Hu Arayasi. When he starts off all of Hilchas Nida in the middle of Yisurid Bia, he writes Nida is included in Arayas, not like Tosis, not like the Rabbein Tam. Nida is not an Erevim. And also the Rambam quotes that the Yisur, there's an Yisur Yichud Im Hu Arayas. Yichud Im Hu Arayas. So the Rambam writes there's an Yisur Yichud with an Erevim, unless it's a mother with a son or a father with a daughter, or Ishta Nida. The Gemara says Ishta Nida, there's no Issa Yichud, unless it's Ishta Nida Kaidim Bir Rishayna. The Gemara has in the beginning of Ksubas on Dav Dalet, the Gemara has a case, a couple got married, and the girl became a Nida before they had a chance to have Bir Rishayna. So the Gemara says that they're not allowed to remain together. Hu Yashin Bein Anashim, Ishta Yishayna Bein Anashim. So the Rambam writes as if that's an Issa deraisa. The Achronim point out, the Rambam sounds like he holds that the Issa Yichud with Ishta Nida, Kaidim Bir Rishayna, very mashma from the Rambam, that that's an Issa deraisa. The Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh, the Ramon Hilchas Nida, quotes the Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh. The Ravid wrote a whole separate sefer on Hilchas Nida. It's called Balei HaNefesh. So the Ravid writes that that's only a Chumra mid the Rabban, it's a Gzeira, and it doesn't really correspond to the normal dinim of Yichud. Yichud normally, that's a Yichud with an Eishes Ish, doesn't make a difference by Yom or Balayla. One is not permitted to be Misyachid with an Erev. So the Ravid says here, the Gemara never said that there's an Issa Yichud with Ishta Nida, Kaidim Bir Rishayna. The Gemara said, when they go to sleep, Hu Yashem Bein Anoshim, Ishta Yishayna Bein Anoshim. So the Ravid is of the opinion, it's only Balayla, it's not Bayom. Bayom, there's no Issa Yichud. But it's not an Issa Yichud, it's a new Gzeira. And Balayla, the Ravid says, you need a double Shmir, you need Hu Yashem Beit HaNoshim, the Ishti Yishayna Beit HaNoshim. Normally to take off an Issa Yichud, let's say, I'm going to be in a room with an Eishes Ish, and there's another man there in the room. So if there are two men, so there's no Issa Yichud. Here, the Ravid says, if the Chos and Kala want to sleep in the same apartment, and she was pierced in Nidah before Bir Rishayna, so the Ravid writes that you need a double Shmir. You need Hu Yashem Beit HaNoshim, Ishti Yishayna Beit HaNoshim. So the Rabbi clearly holds that everything is different over here. It's a psanu gzeira. It's not the normal Issa Yichud. The Rabbi perhaps holds that by Yishta Nida there's no Issa Yichud because it'll be mutalach hazman. Maybe Nida is not an erva. Whatever the beer is. But the Rambam is very much not like the Rabbi. You look in the Rambam in Hilchas Yisuri Beer, the Rambam says there is an Issa Yichud with all the arayis except for a mother with a son and a father with a daughter. And Yishta Nida Kodim Birishona, he sounds like it's the regular Issa Nichud with all the Arai. So the Rambam is beferish that Nida is an error. The Rambam would hold that you do say Yehoreg Val Yava. It's like a Shaila Aloch Al Amaisa. Would you say Yehoreg Val Yava by Yishtei Nida? Rabbi Natam holds that not. Rabbi Natam holds that Nida is not called Gili Arai because of this argument that she's Asura and everybody. It's only called Gili Arai if she's Asura to some and Muteris to others. And the Rambam is beferish that Nida is included in Gili Arayis. If you look in Parshas Achrei Mois and Kiddushim, the Torah gives the list of the forbidden marriages, and then they repeat it in Kiddushim. Why are they all repeated? What's the need to repeat? So the Gemara says, we know the answer to everything except for one. Achosa, we don't understand. How do they know the answer for everything? And then the Parshas Achrei Mois, it says that whoever violates any of these kol hashasim and kol tayves ha'elu, the nichrasu. Next to the last pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois, kol hashasim and kol tayves ha'elu, minichrasu nefashah said this chorus. Then when you read in Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah says this one has chenek and this one has skila, this one has sreifa. So they're all repeated in order to tell you what punishment they have in addition to the chorus, over and above the chorus. Achoso only has chorus. So that's what the Gemara says, Lamad Parta Kosa Bachoso. Why is Achoso repeated? Nothing is added. So the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. Is it Lachalik, or is it this, or is it that? A whole discussion. The Tosfos on Beis Amid Aleph, you learn the Gemara, you think that the only one that's repeated on the only one that's problematic for the repetition is Achoso. That's the only one that Bavli talks about. The Tosis on Beis Amid Aleph, in the middle of the Tosis, Eish Sochid Meimo, the Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi in Masechah Shabbos Perek Lal Gadol. that there are three that are repeated. If you open up your eyes and you look in Kedoshim, there are three arayos that are repeated where there is no misa. So all three are a pella. Not only achosa. The Bavli is only dealing with achosa. So he says there are another two. There's dodoso, and there's achosavi v'achosimoy. In modern Hebrew, we would call achosavi v'daidoso. But that's not in biblical Hebrew. It's not daidoso. It means my father's sister-in-law, not my father's sister. Achosavi is my father's sister. Daidoso means my father's brother's wife. That's daidoso by marriage. An aunt by marriage is called daidoso. So those two, the real aunts, blood relatives aunts, and the daidoso, the aunt by marriage, are repeated, and also there's only chorus. So that's what the Yerushalmi raises the question. The Babli somehow didn't discuss the topic. The Babli only worry about achoso. So Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. It's going to be a whole sugya. Why is achoso repeated? Nothing new is discovered in Parshas Kedoshim over what you have in Parshas Zachar Mos at this chorus. The Yerushalmi says that you have daidoso repeated, and you have achisavi v'achisim is repeated for the ariri. Okay, to tell you that there's ariri as well. Very good. Okay, bli neder. I'm not going to read these toises in inside. Okay, good. If you have a chance, read all the toises. Bli neder tomorrow. I'd like to continue in the Gemara. Got to go right there. The first toises on Amud Beis about islanders. That's an important topic. I have to look in the other Rishonim. What's the story with Kiddushi toys? When do you say Kiddushin abotl me'aleim? When do you say it's such a big toys that the Kiddushin fall apart by themselves? And when is it not so clear? Okay.